Welcome to this meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Planning Committee. My name's Brian Cross and I'm the committee chairman. Just a couple of points before you start. If you've got a mobile phone, can you please put it on to silent? And can I ask members of the public to refrain from commenting from the public gallery? To my right, I have officers from the planning department, and on my left, I've got officers from the law and administration department. Officers from the planning department will present each application separately as it appears on the agenda. Members of the public who have indicated to speak will be given 3 minutes. There is a table provided in the centre of the room, and I will indicate when you have 1 minute left to sum up. Ward members are entitled to speak for 5 minutes. An audio recording is being taken of this meeting, which will be published on the council website. Members of the committee are reminded that they do not enjoy any immunity such as enjoyed by their colleagues in Parliament. Members may only deal with the planning applications before them in accordance with the National Planning Policy Framework, the local plan, and together with any other relevant planning matters. We can now move on to the agenda. Item one, apologies.
Yes, Chairman, apologies from Councillor Edgeler, who substituted this afternoon by Councillor Trowbridge, Councillor Hobbs, that substituted this afternoon by Councillor Godfrey, Councillor Cooper, and there's also an apology from Councillor Kenny.
Thank you, Andrew. Declaration of members' interests. Councillor Trowbridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I brought to the committee 2032128FUL, so we'll be speaking as a board member and not taking part.
Thank you. Lobbying? Any members been lobbied? No? Right, members, if you can turn to page 4 of your application. Application 2032182/FUL, Rowley House Nursing Home, 26 Rowley Avenue, Stafford. Proposal extension over existing wing. And I'll give way to our planning officer who will present the application.
Thank you, Chairman. This is an application to extend Rowley House Nursing Home, situated on Rowley Avenue, which is within the settlement boundary of Stafford. You'll see from the plan on the screen that the existing nursing home is a large building located amongst residential properties. We've been out on site this morning. You've looked at the site from the car park at the front. You've looked at it, the side entrance off Sandown Croft. You've stood in front of numbers 1, 2 and 3 Sandown Croft, and then you've also gone around to the other side and stood in front of, I think it's number 28, 27, Rowley Avenue. The application proposes a first floor extension over an existing single storey projection, which in itself is an extension to the original building. That extension, as you saw, currently has a large pitch roof, and the proposal would also include a small two-storey extension to provide a stairwell and stairs. The extension proposed would provide a further 9 bedrooms and would have a hipped roof with an eaves height of 6.4 metres and a ridge height of 8.5 metres. The height of the existing single-storey large pitch roof is 6.8 metres, so as I pointed out on site, the eaves height of the two-storey is 0.4 metres lower than the existing ridge height, but the proposed ridge would be 1.7 metres higher than what's there at the moment. The main issues are impact upon the character of the area, residential amenity and parking. The application was considered by committee on the 26th of May and deferred pending a site visit to assess the site, visualise the proposed extension and assess car parking and any impact on neighbouring properties. items of impact upon the character of the area. The overall height is below that of the main building, and we saw that on site. The extension is set back from the main side elevation, i.e. the single storey element is set back behind that gated entrance and about 8 to 9 metres from the boundary. It's not considered that the proposal would represent a form of overdevelopment or be out of character. There's no impact on trees and no objection from the tree officer. In terms of residential amenity, the proposal is compliant with the design supplementary planning document. It is not considered that the proposal would have a materially harmful impact upon the neighbouring properties in terms of light, and no objections are raised by environmental health. In terms of parking, 6 further parking spaces are shown on plan 2, and I'll come back to that when we look at plan 2. As you'll note, no objections are raised by the Highway Authority. Following deferral of the application on the 26th of May, the agent provided a drawing to show where an ambulance could be parked, and also clarified that the bins were shown in the wrong location in the submitted plan shown to committee. This plan and email was added to the information on the Council's website for the application, and 3 further letters were received from the residents of 1, 2 and 3 Sandown Croft, whose additional reasons for objection are that it is unrealistic to expect an ambulance to do a multi-point turn in the car park, there's insufficient space at the front of the building to relocate the bins, relocation of the bins to the rear would result in a loss of green space, and they suggest that we'd have to remove trees to provide additional parking spaces at the rear. Looking now at the images, first of all to the aerial photograph, and then we have a total of 9 images. The first one is looking at part of the existing single story projection. This is what we saw when we walked in through the side gates. You'll notice that there's 4 windows facing out this way, and then the large roof that I mentioned. Second image is of the same side elevation, but this time looking towards the main building, the main original element of the building. Image three is the other side of the existing single story projection. When we saw this one, we walked around the back of that building, and this is the sort of green open area from the conservatory that you saw. Image 4 is part of the front elevation of the property, the car parking spaces. The 2 additional parking spaces to be provided at the front will be to the left of that white van. Now this is a view towards the rear elevation, showing the side entrance gates to the right of the photograph. And it also shows extensive vegetation to the side of the boundary. As you saw when we went on site, that low-level vegetation has now been removed. The trees are still there, a couple of the trees are on the nursing home site, but the vegetation at the front, in front of that fence, has been removed. It's not under the control of the nursing home, it's a part of Sandown Croft. Image 6, this was taken from the rear garden at number 1 Sandown Croft. So this is the house that is the nearest one to the side extension. And this is the conservatory that you can see over the top of the wall. plans, the location plan is the red edge boundary here. As I say, you walked up Sandown Croft and then you walk down the road at the top of the site, which is serving three properties on Bramley Avenue. This is a layout plan, and this is the one that shows the six additional parking spaces. So these are the ones that are etched in pink or purple. You can see two of them at the front of the property, and there are four at the rear. What this shows at the rear of Sandown Croft is three existing spaces and four new spaces. I think we saw on site that there are no existing spaces there. We measured the width and the length, and there is sufficient depth to be able to put in a row of three parking spaces between the wall and the building, still allowing for a path, but the gates would have to not swing inwards to be able to do that. Otherwise you wouldn't be able to access readily access at least the first parking space. What we did see though when we measured the rear spaces, the three shown there as additional, is that there isn't sufficient width for three spaces, there's only sufficient for two. So in terms of the parking layout that's shown, of the six additional spaces, I think only five can be provided. Plan three shows the existing floor plans and the existing elevations. The elevation towards Sandown Croft is the lower one. And the proposed plan, the top shows the layouts proposed on the first floor. As you can see, there's nine rooms proposed, four towards Sandown Croft, four towards Sandown Croft, and five towards the green space on the inside. And then the stairwell and stairs is the two-storey element at the right-hand end of the elevation. And these are the proposed elevations, which again I showed you out on site. So that if you look at the brown is what you see as being the new element. So, facing Sandown Croft is the bottom plan. So you've got four windows on the first floor that would replicate four windows immediately below that. To the left-hand end of that elevation, you've got the two-storey stair access. And then just to the right of the brown, there's a grade area which shows what you can see set back behind, because the middle plan is the elevation looking from the other side, and as you can see from that, that projects further, and on the Sandown Croft side, the fifth window is not there because there isn't a room in that place, it's set back. But you'll see clearly on the top plan there, the gap to the left hand end is where that wall is set back, so the wall is shown grey on the elevation rather than brown on that elevation. So the inward towards the garden area, there's five windows, and the rear stair projection has a lower pitch roof and just a stair window, a small window on the right hand side. Chairman, the application is recommended for approval subject to the conditions listed in the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I've got an objector, Mr. Keith Howe. If you'd like to step up to the table, sir. make yourself comfortable. All you need to do is speak directly into the microphone and it will pick your voice up. Start when you're ready and you have 3 minutes from when you start.
Good afternoon. My name is Keith Howe and I live at number 1 Sandow Croft. I'm representing all the residents of the surrounding development. All have written in objecting, yes. 6 out of 6 have very strong feelings about how wrong this development is, citing its overall dominance of the area, the destruction of the privacy of our homes, the loss of trees, and the unworkable parking arrangements. The nursing home is already over 3 times its original size. It fills its site north to south, with the southern flank wall of the main building being less than 1 metre from its boundary wall. To the west, according to the submitted plan, the extension fire escape is 2.5 metres from the boundary of 27 Valley Avenue, but the report states 3.3 metres, 0.33. Which one is correct? The top of the walls and roof of the ground floor extension can be seen clearly from our neighbouring properties. The building of the first floor will have the visual effect of bringing the whole extension closer. It will be completely overbearing and seriously affect the privacy of all the properties surrounding it, with our house and 30 Raleigh Avenue being particularly affected. Bullet 29 is about opposing principal windows. This doesn't apply here. Here it's a resident standing at their apartment window over 5.5 metres, that's 18 feet above the ground, having an uninterrupted 180-degree view of our back gardens. We have a conservatory which has a glass size and roof. We use this as an extension to our lounge from April to October, and we will appear as goldfish in a bowl to the residents in the extension. According to the submitted plan, the conservatory is only 19.5 metres from the extension. The report states it's 21.5 metres, bullet 31, again, which is correct. There is a wall 1.7 metres high around part of our back garden, but 1.7 metres doesn't provide any privacy from an observer 18 feet in the air.
1 minute to go, sir.
All of our back gardens will be observable from the extension. The cutting down of trees to create a 7-space satellite car park should surely be remarked upon by your tree officer, as it has a detrimental effect on our amenity, the wildlife in the area, and our privacy and outlook. I'm pleased that you saw the proposed parking arrangement at the rear of the property today, as you can see that this is unworkable. The case officer called it not ideal. I hope you now realise it's impossible to achieve. I'm also baffled as to where the bins will be stored. Do they really want to store clinical waste in the only bit of outside space that's available to the residents, some of whom will have dementia? The development of this site has already gone far enough, and this application needs to be rejected. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Howard. You care to resume your seat? I did have a supporter, Mr. Taranji Sanghera. Not here. Ward councillor?
Wanted to just check that it's not sat outside.
If you would, please. Would you care to take a seat, Ward Councillor?
Mr. Chairman, would you rather I did it from here, say, Keith?
No, if you go to the ward member's seat, it differentiates that you are part of the committee then. Again. You'll have 5 minutes and I'll let you know when you've got 1 minute left or so. Start whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, committee members, thank you for giving your time up today to visit the site Rowley House Nursing Home. Would you kindly put up the picture, the one that I sent in of the ambulance reversing in on the weekend? Luckily, it was a school day. This mic's rubbish. Oh, I can't use it. ambulance is unworkable. You can see the size of that across the front of the property, and they're saying you could squeeze that in down the side. As you have now seen, the lack of unusable outside space, the cramming in effect of the building, the closeness of the neighbouring homes, and the sheer size of this building, showing how out of keeping it already is with the area. I hope you can appreciate why this needed to come to your committee. We all received the new updated MPPF at the last planning meeting I attended, where another care home was discussed. This updated version, Policy N1, referred to design. Emphasis strongly on design standards, making design the forefront runner in any application. I must say, I cannot see how any of the previous extensions from this once beautiful home was considered designed, each being utilitarian features, and again with this new application. The development has already outgrown the area of the land it sits on and erodes the established character of the residential area. Furthermore, the pattern of the development in the vicinity of the site is predominantly one of relatively large houses in large plots with space all around. As you have seen today, there is no space around this nursing home and very little garden for the residents to enjoy. The staff now will lose their smoking area. The parking space at the back is a complete joke. The wall that will have to go will make the gate and the wall unsafe. The single storey extension was passed in 2002, but even then the roof design had to be hit because of the impact on the neighbouring properties. Why can it now grow exponentially? The windows, which are many, will have a bird's eye view into the neighbouring properties, and compared to the last care home we discussed, these houses are closer. I know you noticed the gates on the opposite. Sorry, I don't know what I put. Oh, yeah. So it's obvious here as well that trees will have to be pulled down to get the parking in. The supplementary planning guidance on design stated that the scale and massing quality of proposed buildings should enhance and reinforce local prevalent patterns of development and be complementary to their settings. If not, there must be compelling justification. There is no justification. Comparing last care home with this nursing home, the last one, which the committee rejected, had a designated ambulance parking bay, a turning circle, enough parking. This one doesn't. But I've seen a new plan since the last committee stating there is an ambulance bay. Obviously not a workable one, and it means that the 7 clinical waste bins need to be stored, now crammed down the side so that you can't even open the doors.
1 minute to go, Councillor.
The last care home, which the committee rejected, was further away from the neighbouring properties, with the windows angled away from the neighbouring windows. And don't forget, that was a care home, where the residents sit in restrooms all day. This is a nursing home. And some end of life. They stay in their room all day and night. So these windows are principal windows. The last one didn't need to cut down trees, didn't fill the border to border, nearly touching bottom fencing. The last one still had magnificent views, last and no way least. Brookside had CQC ratings of good for as long as I've been monitoring it. But this one has required improvement time and time again. Can you truthfully say this is the best interest of the residents, or is it a business deal? Please reject this application on N1. The proposed dwelling will be of scale and massing that is out of keeping with the residential properties. The dominant and overbearing nature of the proposed development will have significant adverse impact on the neighbouring properties. It is then harming resident amenities contrary to policy. SP1, SP7, C3 and N1. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor. You may remain there for any points of clarification.
John, do you want to come back on anything that's been said so far?
I would just clarify that Councillor Trowbridge made a number of comparisons with a different nursing home. Clearly, you've got to consider this application on its merits. And I'm not entirely convinced that talking about the
councillor wish to speak on this? Councillor Jones, Gareth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got quite a bit of sympathy with the points that the ward councillor raised following the site visit. My overall impression was one of cramming, of not being able to, of overutilisation of the site, and a deleterious effect on the neighbours in what is a very attractive part of the ward of the town. And I think I would recommend that we do follow the ward council's advice in this respect.
I know you recommend it, but we need obviously planning grounds and why that should be refused. So you could think about that. Councillor Wickham.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one question to Joy, if I may. We saw on site that there was one parking space that was unusable. Does that impact on the on whether it could be approved or refused on absence of car parking spaces?
Just looking at the highway response, and hopefully it doesn't tell me how many spaces are required.
Mr. Chairman, I can clarify that. It's 25, and the highway's response was it's not ideal, their parking, but he accepted it.
Thank you.
That was without that one missing. It's 25 needed.
The highway response doesn't say it's not ideal. It says there are no objections on highway grounds to the proposed development subject to the following condition.
I've definitely read it on the portal somewhere, so maybe it was it is longer, because that's just obviously the brief that's that when it's transferred down. I can find it if you want me to.
If it helps, there is a small reference just above paragraph 42, I think.
What Councillor Jones is referring to, just above paragraph 42.
Oh, I see, sorry. Okay, thank you. They're saying with the numbers provided, the number of parking spaces meets the Borough Council's parking standards. But it doesn't break down that number. And as I commented, and as we saw on site, one of the spaces wouldn't be achievable. So, if they've provided exactly the requirement, then there will be one short. Which I presume is what they've done.
Then we ask me to consider planning it justification. It all revolves around overmassing in relation to the site.
Yeah, but we need to demonstrate actual harm, and quoting which of our policies that it inflicts. Sir, so, I'll take Councillor Godfrey.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know if this is working or not. But I'll speak up. Can I clarify then, this application, does it depend on the number of parking spaces that are actually put in the application to be passed? And if that's not the case, would the reduction of one be fine, we can still pass it? But it doesn't, from what you're saying, it sounds like it's the highways might have some kind of objection if there's one parking space less.
Obviously it's difficult to judge that from the information that we've got here. I think what you did see this morning was that a lot of the parking spaces weren't in use, And I know you might say, well, that's because they knew you were coming.
Yeah.
But I also, if we look back on the photographs here, it's similar.
They knew she was coming. Have a look at the one with my ambulance on, where they didn't know anyone was coming.
So that's what these are Councillor Trowbridge's photographs. So that's the one she sent at the weekend. The earlier ones, as you can see, a lot of space is not used. There, and then if you look at the case officer's photographs as well, again, similar story. Now, I know the applicant said last time, or the applicant's agent said that a lot of the staff walked to work and that type of thing, but judging by the photographs I see here, I don't think one space is critical to this application.
Councillor
Kemp. I like looking at photographs. Can we see the images that are provided by the council?
There are 11 in all. These are the first two.
Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Yeah, it's interesting. This will interest me when I ask for image 6 to be put up, because the roof line of this one we've got on top is going to be level with that ridge on the left hand side of the chimney stack. That's what we estimated the height. But if you go on to the next one, please. The next. Right. Yeah, if you carry on. That's the one I think we should look at carefully, because I saw a certain person go to find these yellow bins, and they were actually stored round the back in what looks like an exit, which disturbed me. And also, if you just go on a bit further to the next one. Now that says, keep clear. Why? That makes it work, it'll make it work. It says, keep clear. Why in actual fact do they now want to take that over? The one, it's the one, I think, the other side of the building that they're taking over to put in two car parking spaces. If it's a need for it to be kept clear, how can people come out of there if there's an emergency bringing people out and there's two cars stuck in there? Yeah, that in actual fact worried me when that we were being told that was going to be two car parking spaces.
It's not that one, councillor.
I know it's not that one, but it's the one alongside it, one towards the left of it. If you now go to image 6,
yeah. Now
we didn't.
No one realised that the photograph had been taken out of the garden
of the house. I mean, we stood alongside the wall, and to be quite honest, we never got the same impression. What the reason I don't like this is the overbearing of that particular extension. Now, they can see very little of what's there now, but once that goes above that building that's there now, that in actual fact will be overbearing, and that's one of the reasons why I asked us to go round the back and look at the other properties in that other close to see what effect it would have on them, because what they will see is just a brick wall where now they see daylight and the trees. So I think it is going to be overbearing without a shadow of doubt. So those are the two points I wanted to make. What was the parking, using a keep clear space for two cars, which to me is safety, and then the fact
Yeah, Councillor Hood.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm very pleased to have gone on this site visit because there were a lot of things that I wasn't at all happy with. For a start, the picture that we've got there, which is taken from the residence garden, where the huge, I think it's a berberish bush, the purpley bush, that makes it look as though there's some kind of screen, when in actual fact there isn't. If you go to the into the road, there's quite clearly a privacy issue, which I think is very concerning, and they will be overlooked. I was also very concerned about the hazard bins, which have been stuffed down the side of the building. They're clearly on public view. There's going to be all sorts of infected dressings, needles, all sorts in there. So I'd like to know where they're going to store their bins. They can't put them down the side where they are now, because that will be obstructing an escape from the fire escape. The green areas that are going to completely disappear, I totally disagree that trees are not going to be taken out or harmed in the works, because the roots will be damaged. I know the tree officer's the professional, but looking where the boundary of the car park was going to go, there would have to be some trees taken out and there would be damage to the roots. All in all, I do not agree with this proposal. The ward councillor has given a very good case against. I think she said SP7N1. Can completely agree with her and also with Councillor Jones. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. You want to clarify something?
Mr. Chairman, I feel like I was slightly penalised because of having to change my mind. I did have planning reasons to reject properly, planning reasons. I had to cut it short because I messed about at the beginning. My speech should have only been 4.5 minutes, and that gave the planning reasons. Could I read that little bit out for Mr. Jones?
Yes, read those out, please.
Thank you for my indulgence on me there, Mr. Chairman. The reasons are excessive length, scale, massing, design and orientation of bedroom windows towards neighbouring properties would result in an unacceptable level of overlooking and a consequent loss of privacy to the occupiers of these properties, thereby harming residents' amenities, contrary to policy SP1, SP7, C3, N1, and the supplementary planning document on design to the plan for Stafford Borough 2011-2031, together with the national guidance.
Thank you.
I'm happy to go along with that, Chairman.
Well, there you are. I've got Councillor Phillips indicated.
I have the same great concerns that my fellow councillors have, particularly after going and looking on that visit. I mean, it's evident that that back gate hadn't been open for a very, very long time. The amount of space that had been worked out as far as car parking was concerned was completely incorrect, both on the front and the back, and as we saw, there is no turning space. There's not enough space to put the adequate number of car parking spaces in that is being suggested. I'm not sure about the tree officer. I would be interested to find out whether the tree officer actually paid a site visit or whether he looked at photographs to determine whether or not he felt that there was going to be a detrimental effect on some of the trees that were there, because it is something that I would also question, having looked at the age of some of the trees that we see in the property. As far as those gates are concerned, I am bothered by I know you say it's not material planning, we shouldn't be looking at this kind of thing, but having knowledge of the ratings of the care home and the fact that there is some safeguarding issues, I worry that we've got the potential of people using that as an exit onto the street, and that bothers me intensely, as I know that, you know, that this is...
That's what I thought, as you stated, it's not a planning issue.
No. However, I wonder whether that would be something that would end up in the planning if it was a problem. I mean, obviously, opening those gates means that vehicles can't get in because there's not enough room for them to turn. If they're going to leave those gates as is and use it as a car parking, then it's going to present problems. Are they going to be open all the time? It just makes no sense to me. But there's a lot of questions, a lot of things that aren't just don't sit right. So I would second Councillor Jones's proposal to.
He hasn't actually made a firm
proposal.
Oh, no, he suggested. We follow what the ward councillor said. No one has made a proposal yet.
And I'm happy to make that proposal.
What is your proposal?
To refuse it on the grounds suggested by the ward councillor.
Yeah, we're recording those.
Chairman, I think hopefully if members look at paragraph 21, I think their reference there.
So you're proposing refusal because of that is basically reversing what paragraph 21 says.
Yeah.
Yes, and also I have concerns over Councillor Trowbridge mentioning previous planning application where the original design for the ground floor had been granted subject to a height restriction on the roof. So surely that should be a planning. No?
No, it's all right, I was discussing.
No, John's shaking his head, hasn't he?
No. What was approved in 2002 was relative to that application. Somebody can submit another application at any time, it doesn't mean that that's a limit on how high you can go.
But can we not refuse it based on the previous application?
Sorry?
Can we not refuse it based on the previous application and the...
No, you've got to consider this application on its own merits, not the merits of an application.
Okay, then I stand with it. And I would also like to add overmassing. I think that the...
Would you like to hear what you've proposed, Councillor?
Yes, thank you, Brian.
The proposal is the proposed second-storey extension by reason of its excessive length, scale, massing, design and orientation of bedroom windows towards neighbouring properties would result in an unacceptable level of overlooking and a consequent loss of privacy to the occupants of those properties, thereby harming residential amenity, contrary to policies SB1, SB7, C3, N1 and the supplementary planning document on design to the plan for Stafford Borough, together with national guidance.
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy with that, unless any other councillors have any other reasons for refusal that they want to add.
Is there any other councillor wish to speak on this? We have a proposal then for refusal.
Sorry, Chairman, can I just suggest that we call it a first floor extension, because that's what it is, first above ground, yeah, rather than, because I think Councillor Trowbridge just worked as second.
Yeah. First floor extension. Proposed by Councillor Phillips, seconded by Councillor Gareth Jones. All those in favour of refusal, please show.
Seven.
Those against? Abstentions? The application is therefore refused. Thank you very much. Mr. Howe, if you'd like, you may leave now if you wish to do so.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Right, members, if you turn to page 17. Application 19/31487/COU, land at former airfield Hickson. Proposal, change of use of concrete runway for storage of vehicles and associated perimeter fencing and landscape movements. Now, we're aware of what our planning officer told us on the bus, and therefore I would like a proposal to defer this item.
I'm happy to provide that.
Proposed by Councillor Gareth.
I'll second that.
Same good to Charlie.
Councillor Godfrey. The item will defer planning.
Chair, I ask Mr. Holmes to read out the reasons why we are deferring, please.
Yep.
So, since the agenda was published, the applicant has submitted amended plans which show a material amendment to the scheme in raising the height of the bonds from 2.5 to 4 metres, and on which reconsultations now need to be undertaken. Officers therefore requesting that members do not determine the application until after the reconsultation period.
Thank you for reminding me, Councillor. All those in favour of deferring this application? Now, yes, if any. Thank you, members.
I'm against deferring. We went out there to look at something and then was told we're going to raise the height of the bond. Raising the height of the bond doesn't make any difference to the views from the houses that we stopped at. And quite honestly, a lot of the members were concerned about the lack of work on previous applications.
Yeah, we were
discussing this application, Jack, and as has been said, it's got to go back for consultation, and it would be unfair if we made a decision on it without the residents able to consult, respond to that consultation, and that's why we're having to defer it.
So we're going out to talk to the community again.
Basically,
yes. Prime members, turn to page 35. Basically, it's a planning application validation guidance, and Vicky's going to present on this one.
Good afternoon. I'm presenting an updated version of the validation criteria for adoption. The validation criteria is used to assess planning applications when they are submitted to ensure all the relevant information is provided to allow the case officers to assess them effectively and efficiently. There is a requirement to update this every 2 years. The criteria previously came to committee on the 3rd of February 2021 to gain permission to consult on updating it. This was granted and an 8-week consultation period has taken place. All feedback has been reviewed and collated and the updates have been listed in the report before you. Since the publication of the agenda, a further amendment has been put forward in regards to Section 6, page 16, Mechanic Chase SAC. Following agreement at the SAC Strategic Board, a new single tariff approach will be implemented from the 1st of April 2022. The amended text will therefore read, the Cammett-Chase SAC Partnership adopted delivery implementation plans to bring forward the strategic access management monitoring measures during 2020. As a result, the payment zone is anticipated to change from 0 to 8 kilometres to 0 to 15 kilometres in April 2022, as well as the financial contribution per house of £159 increasing. Prior to April 2022, please follow the advice below, but after the 1st of April 2022, please consult with the Cammett Chase SAC Project Officer for more details. Subject to this amendment of the Cammett Chase SAC requirements, the recommendation is to adopt the updated criteria.
Members happy?
We had may have a proposal that we accept it, subject to that amendment.
That's right.
No, Councillor Godfrey, then seconded by Councillor Trowbridge. All in favour? Down? Against it, if any? Thank you, members. That concludes the business. Thank you very much for your attendance today. The next meeting will be next Wednesday, the 18th.